Donald Trump tweeted, "Upon departing the Oval Office for Ohio yesterday, I've notified my staff to continue working on an executive order with respect to payroll, tax cut, eviction protections, unemployment extensions, and student loan repayment options." I want to talk about those payroll tax cuts today and why they are meaningful. And I believe it is like injecting a body with adrenaline is what payroll tax cuts will do for the economy. Welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show with a friend. Really appreciate all the support you guys have given us. Just so grateful for all of you. We're part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Over to flfnetwork.com. Put an HTBT in a memo field. Get a sweet 15-ounce mug to hold your coffee, your teas, or whatever beverages you would like to put in there. You get a t-shirt. You get tons of other great content. And you also get $100 off our conference coming up in October 1st through the 3rd, Nashville, Tennessee. Can't wait to see you there. Can't wait to rejoice. Praise the Lord. Enter into warfare via worship and declaring the lordship of Jesus in every area in life. And that's what you are helping us doing and being a part of us doing. You become a partner with us when you support us on the network. Really appreciate that. You can email me, Matt, at howtobuildatent.com. Find me on all the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. I try to read every email, every direct message, every comment on YouTube. But I'm just going to be honest. I can't get back and reply to all of you. I've just been so overwhelmed with all of your guys' feedback and your comments. I really appreciate it and everything you are going to do. So I want to talk about payroll tax cuts. And I think it's really important for us to understand what we're talking about with payroll tax cuts. And we don't because there's a middleman in this payment process. And it really hit me because I was talking with a friend of mine and I was saying, hey, Donald Trump is going to cut payroll taxes. And he said, oh man, if he does that, I'm going to vote for him. He's a Democrat. He doesn't vote for Republicans. And you'll find me at Louis Vuitton. It's funny. And I was, wait. No, like that'd be not, I forgot. Oh, and then he said something to the effect of, you know, if you can't win my vote, you can buy it. And that comment just struck me because we've been conditioned and trained to think that cutting taxes is paying off people. But when in fact, cutting taxes is allowing you to keep more of your money. When your taxes get cut, there are no buy-offs happening. There is no payouts for your vote happening. It is the lessening of the overreach of government in most cases from taking money, and in this case, that you don't even know about, that you don't even consider is yours. And there is this problem, this con, that happens when there's a third party involved. And we need to be aware of this. You see, the employer, either you're self-employed and you're paying this tax for yourself, or your employer for a corporation, if you're an employee working for a corporation or some other company, they take this out of your paycheck before you even see it and put it in a reserve, an escrow account, hold on to it until they pay the taxes for you. Now, think about that for a second. Why is this tax this way and other taxes are completely different? That is, you are responsible for paying taxes at the end of the year. You're responsible for doing those things and seeing how much you owe or how much you get back. You are the one who files taxes for yourself. But there's these specific ones that are taken out on your behalf. You have no choice. This isn't an option for you. And you are paying it before you even see your money. And what happens is a mental condition happens where you don't even consider it yours to be taken. Now think about this for a second. If you run a small business, and I'm just talking to you small business owners for a second, you still have to pay a payroll tax for yourself. It's called a self-employment tax. And it is paying for Medicare Plus, Social Security for yourself, which amounts to 15.3% of your net business income. So you are paying this payroll tax of 15% of your net business income. Now this isn't large companies. This isn't people with 500 employees or more. this isn't even more than two employees. This is if you are self-employed, you work for yourself, 15.3% of your net business income is put aside to Medicare plus Social Security, which if you're my age or younger, you're never going to get Social Security, or at least in whatever form it is today. You're not going to get it. It's going to be bankrupt. So you're paying other people out for their Social Security contributions that are far less than what they're going to receive. It's a Ponzi scheme. But think about this, just from an economic standpoint, think about from your own business perspective, what you could do with a 15% bump, assuming that he's cutting it to zero. I don't know what he's going to cut it to. They're working on the plan. Just let's just say 10%. If you could get 10% more of your business income, your net business income, not your revenue, your net business income after the cost and all that stuff, your bottom line, what could you do from a growth perspective? What would you invest in? What capital expenditures would you make? What equipment would you buy? What new car would you purchase? And what would happen is if a majority of small businesses and individuals get this kind of boost, adrenaline pumped into their system, a 10% bump, that's way more than a $1,200 check per person for a household. You get to keep 10% of your earnings, all of the purchases that would be made and the stimulus that would be created. You see, that 10% would go to the government. It would be filtered through employees at the government level. It would be filtered off to payoffs. It would be filtered off into special interest payments. But when it stays with the private sector and you are allowed to make decisions for yourself on how to grow your revenue, you're not just stimulating the economy and what you buy. Hear me on this, because this is a big difference between private sector expenditures and government expenditures, is that you're not just stimulating the economy by what you purchase in your capital, but that capital purchase is going to grow the wealth of your company, or you wouldn't have made that purchase of that capital. So not only are you stimulating the economy through the initial purchase of the capital expenditures of whatever equipment that you are buying, and maybe a land, maybe you're expanding your factory output, whatever it is, but you're also going to increase the productivity of your company. Even if it's yourself, you're going to be able to be more efficient. You're going to be able to take on more clients. You're going to be able to charge more, whatever it is. And so you're going to receive more income as well. So there's a dual effect that happens. In the government, that does not happen. They're not profit driven. They're not looking for making money and growing their revenues, because all they do is take money. They're not creating value in exchange for a product or service. They're taking money and giving it to products and services to whomever they decide. And so there's this dual effect that happens. So the more money that we can keep in the private sector, the more efficient, the more growth we're going to see, because the government can't have that two-prong approach to stimulus. They can only do one thing. They can only purchase. They can only like build roads, which there's that initial investment, just like what you would do from a company perspective of buying equipment. But then they don't have that second one where they're becoming more efficient, they're growing their profits and being able to do more with that kind of thing, because there's no profits in the government. And that is one of the big impacts of cutting taxes. So now I want to go on and just kind of develop this a little more, because you will have payroll taxes that you collect from a federal level, which is what Trump will be cutting, and the state and local taxes as well. Now there's the FICA tax that, again, you're paying this, but also your employer is paying this too. You guys share in these taxes. So what's going to happen with these payroll tax cuts? It's not just for business owners, but your paycheck is going to see a bump, because the government is no longer going to be reserving, or I'm assuming this is how it's going to work, because if you have the cut on the payroll taxes, then they're not going to be pulling money from your paychecks every month and putting it into an escrow account on an account for them to pay later, that your paychecks are going to see a bump. The employer pays 6.2% of the Social Security contribution and 1.45% of the Medicare. And then let's see, where is it? I totally lost how much we're going to be saving from the individual perspective. But there is going to be a bump. I don't have the specific number in front of me. Forgive me. You could probably look it up. Let's just assume 15.3% for Medicare. Sorry, I'm doing this math on the fly while recording. I thought I had the number. I guess I didn't. I apologize, guys. I try to come prepared. Effectively, Medicare and Social Security for an individual is 15.3%. So just assuming that the employer portion is 6.2%, 1.45%, that's 7.65% minus the 15. So in effect, you're going to be paying or 7.5% of your paycheck. Of that contribution is going to go back into your paycheck. So it seems like you're splitting it 50-50. And I'm sorry, I don't have the math in front of me. I haven't had employees for a while. And I had always have paid, have other companies do this for me. And then there's another tax besides the FICA tax, that is the Medicare and Social Security. And this is for unemployment insurance. And the total amount is 6%. But most states do contribute to this 5.4% so that the employers only pay 0.6%. Of that. So there, not only are you going to get that 7.5% back for your paycheck, not only is your employer going to not have to pay that, but what happens when a company doesn't have to pay so many of these additional costs to hiring an employee? Well, that's right. We're incentivizing employees to be hired. We're incentivizing employment. And not only that, we are also incentivizing giving pay raises, because what you get paid in your salary is not the only factor that goes into the cost of employee. You have these unemployment insurance percentages to pay. You have this FICA tax percentage to pay. You have the healthcare benefits that you contribute to, the time off, the PTO, the sick time, the 401k match contributions, which we're seeing go away right now so companies can cut their expenditures. But all of those things factor into how much you see in your salary, because your benefits package is considered the compensation as well. So when that benefit package costs less, well, they can increase the benefits, they can hire or they can pay more to new hires, they can give bonuses, which are all things that you would expect to happen, because as companies compete for better employees, then they're going to have to raise the antes and provide more benefits and more packages, which we see in highly competitive areas like Silicon Valley, the tech industry, and things like that. It's amazing. Like, there's beer in there, there's in the fridge, there's unlimited drinks, there's unlimited beverages, unlimited PTO, all of these different creative ways. So you would have to admit, or you'd have to expect, that this benefit would not only help employment, but it would also increase pay and also the benefits packages that you receive. So you're incentivizing small businesses to be able to invest in capital or hire people, or also increase wages as well. This is a win-win all the way around. The Democrats are going to hate it, but what Trump's doing is he's going to do it by executive order, which is going to be interesting. I don't know exactly how he is going to do that. Probably something to the same effect that Obama did for Obamacare. And honestly, like right now, we're in a war for our lives. We're in a war for this country, for our church. We're in an all-out affront. These battles are happening everywhere. The Bible says we're in a spiritual war. And I use that as the umbrella for all of the other different spheres where we see these battles play out in the government, in our families. The NRA is getting sued and all these things. So if it's not necessarily the way it's done in American perspective, but this is going to benefit us and help us survive these shutdowns, it's going to get Donald Trump reelected, I am all for it. Let's cut these taxes. Let's keep more of our money. And hey, let's never bring them back again. We'll talk to you. Whoa, wait. This is coming out on Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. God bless.